Welcome back to our lesson today. This lesson today is a continuation of the lesson that I taught yesterday. My text for these lessons is taken from the book of Joshua, the 3rd chapter, verses 3, 4, and 5. Joshua had gathered all the people around him. He wanted them to know that a new chapter was being opened in the history of Israel, and that life for them would never be the same. In fact, Joshua told them that they had never passed this way hitherto. This could hardly have been said of the children of Israel in their wanderings in the wilderness, for they had traveled round and around in circles. But this was to be a new experience. It was to be a daily exploration of the land, with new discoveries to be made and new areas to be possessed with every step they took. Some wilderness Christians get angry when you tell them about the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, when you tell them about the promise of the Father, about that which was spoken of by the prophet Joel. They become indignant when you suggest that they have never been this way before. They say, "Do you mean to tell me that after 40 years, I don't know how to live the Christian life?" And then they get hot under the collar, make another fast lap around the course, and they try to make up in speed what they lack in direction. Friend, if you insist on going around in circles, you will always get back to where you started. This, however, under the leadership of Joshua, was no longer to be the experience of the children of Israel. He told them, "You shall know that the living God is among you." In so many words, Joshua was saying, "You have been living for 40 years in the wilderness as though your God was dead, but you're going to live from now on knowing that your God is alive." Supposing God died tonight, would it really make any difference in the way you live your Christian life tomorrow? Would it make the slightest difference next Sunday in the service and your place of worship if God were to die tonight? Or would it be business as usual? Would anybody know if nobody told them? Or would the whole machine grind on? With the people in the pew, the parson in the pulpit, and the special offering for the building fund. Nobody never told them that God was dead. But now, under his leadership, they were going to know for certain that the living God was among them. And just how were they to know that he would be alive among them? What would they see to convince them that God truly was in their midst? It was through his wonderful works that he would do, and by these wonderful works that God would do in their land, they would know that God is alive and is among them. Listen to what God told Moses. God said, "Pharaoh will not listen to you, that my wonders may be multiplied in the land of Egypt." God's wonders were multiplied in the land of Egypt. The Egyptians learned that God was alive in their land. They saw his wonders, and they knew that it was the God of heaven and that he was alive. And likewise, God was going to show his people that he lived, that he was alive among them. I believe that God wants to reveal himself as a living God among this land in which we live. When I read the book of Acts, I find many times where God revealed his glory, revealed his existence as the living God of the universe. Pentecost became a public event, an event which all the people in the city and from many cities round about saw that the living God was upon them. From the day of Pentecost, through Paul's snake bite incident and the revival on Malta, the glory was not hidden behind the church walls, but revealed for all to see. Since we have not passed this way before, perhaps we need to use the playbook of those who have successfully navigated the wilderness. The day has come for his church to begin to seek his gifts, not for exclusive use in the church, but for the purpose of a fresh revelation of the living God out there. This Holy Spirit that came on the day of Pentecost works as well on the street corner as it does in the church. The ministry of the gospel is just as needful on the street corner as it is in the church. On Facebook, I read many invitations by pastors and church members inviting us to go to their church and see the glory of God. Come, they say, to our church and experience the living God. Let me say this. You can experience the living God at the flea market. You can experience the demonstration of the love of God on the street corner at the drugstore. I don't have to go to any church to see the wonderful works of God, to know that God is alive. He shows himself alive to me every day. He'll do the same thing at the flea market. How many times have you received an invitation from someone to meet them down at the flea market and see the glory of God and see God manifested in all of his glory? To see the love of God manifested down at the flea market. Most Christians feel that God only works in the church. That is far from right. God will use us everywhere that we will allow him to. God will meet with us at the flea market, at the shopping mall. In these places, he will reveal his saving grace to forgive, to heal, to help, to comfort. So I say to you today, it is time that we rethink what we have always thought. He says, if any two or three gather in my name, I shall be in the midst of them. If two or three people gather down at the flea market or the shopping mall in Jesus' name, he has promised to be in the midst. And we know if he is in the midst, he is there to show himself alive. I'm going to end the lesson right here. But before I step away from the microphone, I'd like to say that there is something which makes Christianity more than a religion, more than the dream of an idealist. It is this something that makes it relevant. It is the fact that Christ himself is the very life content of the Christian faith. It is he who makes it work. Faithful is he that calls you, who will also do it. Victorious Christian living is not a method or a technique. It's an entirely different, revolutionary principle of life. It is the principle of an exchanged life, not I, but Christ that liveth within me.